Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand. The record, we are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Line. The best value in all sports betting, and it is not close. It's hard to believe, but week 12 has arrived, and there is nothing better than for Sunday brunch coming up. Depending on who you follow, you could have had a good day or you could have had a bad day. It happens here at the brand. It happens on every brand. So yesterday, not a good day in college football, but we had a good year. But as we always say, look, there's some check marks there. The speculator, he's been very, very quietly doing a lot of work. But I think this morning, Morocco is setting the stage. They said Moroccan madness. And I want a little early edge madness, but also I want all of you to rep the brand when you're out there running around. So we have a Cyber Monday sale. Take that QR code for you right now. 30% off all of your early edge merchandise. And I encourage you, take a picture, send it to us on social media. We are collecting them. So in 2023, we can be all fired up as a unit. All right. It's time to bring in the stars of the show. And you on Sundays, I bring in all my heavy hitters. So let's start with live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level. M Squared, it's your show. Good morning.
Good morning, Coach. Happy Sunday brunch to everybody. Martin, RJ, great to see you guys. Fired up to hear your guys' analysis as much as my own here. Got one play that I love for you this morning. Let's get to it.
Can't wait to get to it. Next, I got to tell you, Martin, for all those people that were saying, the World Cup in November. Who's going to watch? Nobody's going to care. I'm here for it, big boy. That game I just watched just now, that's as exciting as you can get. Good morning, or good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good morning to you, Coach. Thank you. It's been a topsy-turvy World Cup. Lots of shock results, and that just adds to the excitement. All sorts of surprises. Sorry to RJ to see Belgium lose to Morocco. That was unexpected, but yeah, they did look a little weak defensively. And yeah, we could be in for some more shocks before the end of the day. So got a couple of good games to break down with you fine gentlemen on this on Sunday.
I can't wait to get to your storyline because there's a lot of venom going on at the World Cup that I'm here for. Two more games today. Martin, I'll get right back to you. Finally, he is the man that runs all of our NFL content at Sportsline. He is the stoic one, RJ White. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Disappointing result there for my Belgium squad. I think we knew the defense was going to be an issue, but you know, offensively, they just got to score goals. It's been two matches now that they just can't score, and they got that one from Mickey Batts last time. But it feels like with this team, even if they qualify, they're going to be out in the round of 16. So I think Belgium missed their chance in 2018, and now it's in for the cold winter, as we're used to with that team. So
it kind of feels that way. There's a lot of other teams when you watch through this group stage. They've got firepower. Man, do they have firepower. All right, let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And the only thing, Martin W. Green, that can make a game better is when you have one side really not like the other side. And in this Croatia-Canada game, there is one voice, one man, one guy who's stirring it all up. You're up.
Yeah, that's right, Coach. John Herdman, the manager of the Canadian soccer team, he's emerged as a national villain in Croatia. After watching his team lose 1-0 to Belgium in their World Cup opener, he gathered all the players round in a huddle and he declared that they will FCUK Camp Croatia in their next game. I'm not allowed, sure if I'm allowed to swear on the early edge, but yeah, he said they're going to f*** Croatia in their next game. As you can imagine, this went down like a lead balloon in Croatia. One of the country's largest tabloids mocked up an image of a naked John Herdman on the front page, and he had a large maple leaf over his mouth and a tiny little maple leaf over his crotch. And it had a caption, "You have the mouth, but do you have the balls as well?" So the whole country is very angry with John Herdman. And Croatia's manager, Zlatko Dalic, accused him of lacking respect for a team that finished runners-up at the World Cup last time out. He used the word respect about 13 times in a two-minute rant during his press conference. And winger Ivan Perisic said he cannot wait for the game to begin. So it promises to be a very fiery affair. And I think that's really going to serve as motivation for the Croatia players in this one.
That may have been the greatest storyline you've ever given here on the Early Edge. It really is. Pat in the chat says, we need more swearing sometimes. Let's go, Martin. Charles says, Martin, you a bad man. You a bad man. Those are some of the greatest quotes. And it just doesn't resonate unless you use the actual words.
Exactly.
I cannot wait for this game later today. And it'll be starting here in just a little bit. All right, Martin, hang tight. Great storyline by you. I can't wait for this Croatia-Canada game. Now, the Chicago Bears, RJ, they had really been rolling offensive. They're really going fun team. We've been cashing the overs, but it's because of one man and his legs. But it's about that one man and his shoulder today. You're up.
Yeah, Justin Fields, questionable all week. It seemed unlikely he'd play after suffering. There seemed to be in a lot of pain at the end of last week's game. But they made him questionable. They made him practice in limited fashion. Kind of surprising. It seemed like he was going to trend to be inactive, and that's what it sounds like it's going to be based on reports this morning. Expected to be inactive. With him likely sideline will be Trevor Siemian versus an elite Jets defense. Don't see how the Bears score very many points at all. I jumped on the Jets -4.5 early in the week, thinking this line should be 10 with no Fields. But that was in a clear game. Weather could be a factor here. It should be raining throughout. So now that it's 7, I wouldn't lay the 7. You know, hopefully you're able to get the 4.5 early in the week. Should be a low scoring game. Can't see the Jets defense giving up much to Trevor Siemian, especially with the weather conditions there.
Yeah, that total's coming in right now around 38. I don't like any NFL total in the 30s. Don't like to touch it. Just stay away from that game. You don't want to watch it anyway, I promise you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Now, as always on Sundays, it's week 12. We got a busy, busy, busy day at the brand. At noon Eastern time, we will break down every single 1 o'clock game. There are 7 of them. Every single 4 o'clock game, there are 4 of them. Then later tonight, as always, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, we will count down to Sunday Night Football, best bets, props, the donkey, the goose, the entire crew. We're here for it tonight as week 12 really starting to set the stage. Now that Thanksgiving's in our rear view, start looking towards the playoffs, looking towards the holidays, looking towards the really, really important stuff. All right, no play from Sportsline today because I got these three. I got to get to them. But as you know, if you use the promo code early, if you're not a member yet, what are you doing? I'll give you 30 days for free. You'll get the rest of the World Cup. And I got to tell you, Martin, in the chat, somebody said, so after that storyline, are we betting the house on Croatia? Start us off.
I think we have to, Coach. I think we have to. The odds on a Croatia win now look really appealing in this game. Let's not forget that they were the runners-up at the last World Cup, and they still boast a number of excellent players within their ranks, like Luka Modric, Mateo Kovacic, Marcelo Brozovic, and they're going to be really, really fired up. They are angry about these quotes. So the odds do look great on a Croatia win. Canada did create lots of chances in their 1-0 defeat to Belgium. Their finishing was wayward. Alphonso Davies missed that penalty. That leaves them bottom of Group F. Another defeat would see them eliminated from the competition. So Canada are going to be really fired up as well in this game. Just expecting fireworks from both teams, really. But I do just think that Croatia will win the midfield battle. And I think they just have a little bit more quality than Canada where it counts. It's going to be dependent on whether their forwards can apply the finishing touch, which they didn't manage to do against Morocco in their opener. But yeah, I'm with Croatia on this one. I've got +125 on a straight win for Croatia. I also quite like a two-leg parlay of Croatia draw no bet and Spain draw no bet, because I think Spain will get a result against Germany today as well. So that's one option that looks appealing to me. But I do also just like a straight moneyline bet on Croatia to beat Canada. They're going to really play out of their skin and try to shove those words back down John Herdman's throat and send him back to Canada. And the other game I'm focusing on actually takes place tomorrow, but I thought I would mention it now because it's going to have unfolded by the time the early edge is next on. It is Serbia against Cameroon. Serbia were outplayed in their 2-0 defeat to Brazil, who were the World Cup favourites last week. But they should improve against a far less formidable Cameroon team. Serbs are stacked with talented attackers that we see week in, week out in Serie A and the Premier League. We've got Mitrovic, Dusan Tadic, Milinkovic-Savic, Dusan Vlahovic. Very, very good going forward. They didn't really see much of the ball. That was to be expected against the superb Brazil side. But they should have a lot more joy in attack against Cameroon, who put in a pretty pedestrian performance when they lost 1-0 to Switzerland in their opener. This is a game that Serbia cannot afford to lose. They should take more risks in this one than they did against Brazil. They've got really impressive firepower. I think that should just about be enough to earn them a precious victory. So I've also gone for a straight Serbia win early tomorrow morning.
Pat says, if anyone's going to say my country is going to lose, at least it's Martin. By the way, Martin, we know you're the mentor, and we know who your mentee is, Buckets. And apparently, Buckets last night had a 102-degree temperature. So my man this morning went to urgent care. He's at urgent care as we speak, but he's also in the chat. Is that dedication, Martin, or what?
That is dedication to the brand, Coach. I love that. From his hospital bed, he's still getting involved in the chat. Get well soon, Buckets. I hope you feel better.
The man's got an IV in his arm, and he's answering questions about both teams to score in the game this afternoon. What has the brand come to? That's what I'm asking you. But damn it, I'm here for it.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry to the Canada fans in the chat. I think they've got a wonderful team. They're a likable bunch. You know, they play with a lot of pace and heart and desire. I'm just a little bit worried that Croatia grow into tournaments as they go on. They're a very technically astute team. So I'm afraid I am leaning towards Croatia in this one. But I've got a lot of love for Canada. They've done very well to make it this far. Best of luck to you if you are betting on them.
Look at man. He doesn't want to be a heel. He wants to be a baby face all the time. Martin W. Green.
Please love me. Love me, everyone.
There you go. All right. Now, that's the one football that we cover so very much here at the Early Edge. But there's a lot of other football today, too. And it's starting to get very serious. But, Mikey, I'm coming to you because there is a team down in Florida that has had 2 weeks off. Prepared. Defense ready to go. And I think that leads into a bet that you are so good at handicapping. You're up, sir.
Yes, Coach. We're going to give another first quarter under here in the NFL. We're going Baltimore-Jacksonville under 7.5, -110 here in the first quarter. Now, I will caution and say these lines are a lot more efficient in the NFL than they are in college football. Potentially want to drop your unit size for some of you on them. However, I do like the edge in this one. I think the Ravens are in for a dogfight here. Jacksonville, I think, has the edge on both lines of scrimmage here. I think they have the offensive line edge pretty clearly. Defensive line versus offensive line here with Ronnie Stanley out, I think that they have the edge there as well. We might see the Ravens take a hit in terms of that rushing efficiency here. When you give a team like Jacksonville 2 weeks to prepare for a game like this on their home field, that's a pretty big deal in most situations. I think it's an even bigger deal when you're facing a player like Lamar Jackson. There's only so much you can do to prepare for a more traditional quarterback. But when you've got Lamar, the additional time is always welcomed here in this spot. So I like these teams. They both lean more run heavy than pass heavy. Both of them can eat some clock. Both of them can struggle early in football games here. We've got a little wind to worry about, 15 to 20 miles per hour as well. I'm going under 7.5 here in the first quarter.
All right. I like that a lot. Somebody said line push to 8, M squared. Would you still play it? Well, yes. Yes, you would still play it at 8, correct? Yes.
Correct. Yes.
Of course. Okay. I'm sure the juice is a little bit higher. By the way, many of you in the chat are asking about certain props and certain things. We do all of that on the noon show. So don't worry about it. We'll answer a bunch, but just not on the morning show. All right. But we'll be there for a full hour here in a couple of hours. Mikey, thank you very much. Now, Maestro is normally here on Sundays, but he has a very important reason for not being. And we might have the most extreme pick we've ever had in the Early Edge coming up in a couple of days. We'll see if it happens. I'm hoping it does. But he sent in one big play for today. He loves Geno Smith over 1.5 passing touchdowns at minus 136. He would not play it above minus 150. Seattle, very much still alive, but they have to play well. Geno, Maestro thinks, will have a really good day. Now, in the Maestro spot, there's very few people that can step in and not even miss a beat. RJ White, big boy, you're up.
Yeah, first I'm going to start with the Chargers, -2.5. It's dropped. It was 4.5 early in the week, but now Kyler Murray's back. Marquise Brown probably going to play activated off IR, and that's going to help their offense. This line has now dropped to the key number of 3. But the Cardinals are still dealing with plenty of injuries, including at left tackle with DJ Humphreys out. Chargers relatively healthy. Mike Williams is out, but they've overcome that loss before. Josh Palmer's been great the last 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Chargers lost by a combined 9 points in their last 2 games, but that was to San Francisco and Kansas City, who might be the 2 Super Bowl teams at this point. So no shame in doing that. Arizona has beaten 4 teams. Vegas in overtime, not a great team. Carolina, not a great team. New Orleans, and they had 2 pick sixes in the second quarter to do that. And then the Rams with no Stafford and Kupp getting hurt early in that game. So they don't have any signature wins on their resume. I don't think they're a great team. They don't have a great home field. I think Chargers can go in and win by 3. So I'm laying the 2.5 with the Chargers. I also like the Eagles tonight at -6.5. Philly getting beat up for run defense, but 3.1 yards per play against Washington and then 3.8 against Indianapolis with Jonathan Taylor is not awful. Green Bay's offense couldn't run versus Tennessee, only 4.6 yards per play overall in that game. I think Philly has the edge defensively there against the Green Bay offense. It isn't looking great. Philly's offense struggled in 2 tough matchups. Now they get to face a Green Bay defense that just got lit up by Ryan Tannehill. My power rating has Philly at +7, 7 points above an average team. So at home, they should be laying over a touchdown versus average teams. And I don't think Green Bay is an average team. So this line should be closer to 10 for me. The fact that it's dropped off the 7 to 6.5 means we're getting great value there. So I'm laying the 6.5 with Philly.
I cannot wait to break down the Packers and the Eagles tonight on Early Edge Live. I love games like this. Even though Packers aren't great, you still have Aaron Rodgers. You still have a team that can be dangerous. We saw it a couple weeks ago with Dallas. So tonight's going to be a fun one. You definitely want to tune in for that. Now, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. Let's start with the stoic one, RJ White. He loves the Chargers -2.5. Eagles -6.5 tonight for Sunday night football. Then Ravens, Jags, first quarter under 7.5 for M squared, -110. Then the Guru, Croatia. That starts in literally, if you're watching us live, that starts in about 42 minutes. I promise you, make this bet and let's all enjoy this venom together. Then Serbia tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Eastern time. So put it in tonight before you go to bed or you will miss it. Then the Maestro sending in one play from parts unknown. Geno Smith over 1.5 passing touchdowns today. That comes in at -136. Now, if you watch this show every single week, you know that we bring you a little bit extra. We want to reward people for getting up and tuning in on a Sunday morning. So, RJ, I love the look ahead. What do you got for us this week?
Yeah, some books might not have look-aheads posted. With the three Thanksgiving games, obviously it throws a lot more uncertainty into play with those teams being done. But some do, and one of the ones I found was Baltimore minus -7 against the Broncos at home. Baltimore's offense today expected to have Gus Edwards, DeMarcus Robinson, and Devin Duvernay. That increases their chance to score. I know that Mikey talked about Jacksonville having a pretty solid defense 2 weeks to prepare, but I think Baltimore's offense could have a solid game here. Denver's somehow road favorites at Carolina. I know it's only a point, but still, like, Denver shouldn't be laying points for, you know, against anybody on the road at this point. I think it's another good chance of having a poor game by their offense, considering how they play Lee, and Carolina's defense certainly is not a walkover. So with Baltimore's defense trending toward elite status, Denver's run D bad, I think this line should be 10. So I don't think it's going to stay at 7 by the time we get to tonight and the lines reopen. So I would lay the Baltimore minus -7 right now against the Broncos.
Look aheads are so important. Watching the Tuesday show, so important. Beat the number in the NFL. As Mikey just said, RJ always says, they are very, very efficient. All right, gentlemen, a member of the Early Edge family needs our help. Rob says, I need one pick, fellows, to close a five-leg parlay. Help me out, team. So Mikey and RJ, I want you to give him each one that you would put as the last leg of his parlay. Mikey, go first.
Give me the Eagles money line tonight.
It. That's the beauty of a parlay. Eagles on the money line. RJ, what would you play in that last leg?
I was going to say, take a home team. It's pretty decent favored on the money line. And, you know, just trying to close out a parlay here. I would probably make it the Jets at minus -7. I think that game should be a little higher. But if you're worried about the weather, I think the Eagles is a fine play too.
There you go. Don't worry about winning more, Rob. Yeah, Mikey, go.
I was just say, yeah, if you're truly closing out a parlay and looking for the last leg, you would love to have a rather large home favorite at that point, because then you have really good hedging opportunities, whether it's pregame and or in-game, because even if the Packers are up 7-0, they'll still be offered a plus money in that game. So boom. That's why you want to close a parlay that way.
And that's why you want to ask my guys all those questions, because they know it. And I don't think there's anybody in America better at live betting than M-Square. I'll say it. I don't think there's anybody better. Huh?
I said that's definitely not true. There are other people that are very good, but yes. I do it a lot. It's most of what I bet now is in-game.
Yeah. Well, you respect everybody, and I'm not disrespecting. I just think you're the best. I just do. All right. What a good way to start our week 12. Martin, I'm fired up for Croatia. I really, really am. Damn, I love the guru. All right. Busy day. Stay tuned. So much coming today, but right here, right now, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Sunday tickets straight to the pay window for my entire crew. Love them all. The guru swearing on the show today. I'm here for it. M squared and the stoic one, RJ White. Of course, the man behind the camera, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. Settle in. Let's have a busy day. Football World Cup. We got it all right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.